What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 26th, the greatest day ever. On the 26th of March, 1973, tech pioneer Larry Page was born. He's best known as the co-founder of Google. And if you don't believe me, just Yahoo it. Have a great March 26th, the greatest day ever.
All right, interesting phenomenon outside at the 8 o'clock hour as it starts. When the rain started falling, the wind seemed to die down. Is that...
Yeah, I figured that was the case. Most of the wind was out ahead of the line of showers and storms. Yeah.
All right, so I made a perspicacious weather observation.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you did.
The password is perspicacious. Here is Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm getting a feedback.
A feedback?
Yeah, I think that's better. Yeah, I'm not hearing it now. Yes, did we have any bad weather last night?
No severe weather. Fortunately, the line of storms, which was severe when it was over in Mississippi, kind of tamed down a little bit when it came into Alabama.
All right. So nothing bad on the coast?
No. Well, not yet, but there is a severe weather threat down on the coast. In fact, there could be some spin-up water spouts that come ashore down on the coast, but that would be the best threat of any severe weather.
Got it. So the coast is not clear.
Not necessarily.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Colin, join us this morning.
I love to talk about water, so let's talk about the Montgomery Water Park.
Okay, what about the Montgomery Water Park?
Well, we had surf's very up. Famous. Yeah, the surf's up. And we had very famous people, you know, that very talented,
Yeah, they're having the Olympic trials there, and
oh really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're coming up on the award part.
Yeah, the American waterboarding team is practicing there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean we really had some very talented people, and are they just all over the Southeast or all over the U.S.?
I don't know if this is a regional event or if it's the only one for this particular part of the Olympiad preparation.
Uh-huh. But everybody is invited to watch their competition?
I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting put on the map really nicely.
I'm all for it.
It's a world-class... apparently,
yes, facility. Venue. That's true.
Anyway, thank you for your call this morning.
We appreciate you.
All right.
Oh, Menthol Meredith.
Yeah.
The eclipse is what? It's a week from Monday,
13
right?
13 days away.
Okay. And let's see what Menthol Meredith plans to do.
Well, I keep seeing all this rigmarole on the online about the eclipse. Now, I don't never understand how this crap works, but from what I gather, the moon's gonna park its rear end in front of the sun during the day, so it's gonna get real, real dark. And the timing totally sucks. You see, I'm auditioning to teach jazzercise at a halfway house on April 9th, So I was planning on tanning all day on the 8th to prepare, but now this eclipse done ruined that for me. Y'all, I hate these dang eclipses. I mean, everybody makes a big whoop about it getting dark, and I'm just like, ain't y'all ever heard of a light switch? Ignorant. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I started a new side hustle where I removed the scent glands from show ferrets, and man, I am busier than a farmer with one hoe and two rattlesnakes.
She is different, isn't she? 806, everybody that's called the show, including our friend Joe just now, eligible in some nice prizes on Friday morning at 8:55 in our grand prize drawing. One of those prizes, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. The group that we hope you'll consider partnering up with without having to think, which is nice when your car needs the basics, or what we call the works, oil change, tire rotation, fluid level check, safety inspection and brakes. And by the way, anytime you have anything done at Don Duncan, they vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing us. Or something a little more intricate. You've got a light that comes on in the car, some kind of warning, the check engine, whatever. They can diagnose that, fix the problem. They do accept car insurance repair policies at Don Duncan. And when you need tires, you have to shop all over the place, pick your favorite brand, and get it at a wholesale price, including installation at all three Don Duncan locations, starting with Mount Duncan in Millbrook, overlooking Deetsville and Slapout, even Prattville. It's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, right at the top. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house to continue with your day to minimize inconvenience, just ask. They're happy to do it. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook. And with the rain moving in, let's see if it's created some additional traffic issues. Skipper?
Well, traffic is very busy right now. A lot of cars headed into Montgomery on I-65 and 85, mostly moderate to heavy traffic at times. And all of our feeder roads are loaded up into Montgomery, and rain has begun in the Montgomery area. Could get some heavy showers at some point. Please slow down, buckle up, drive carefully. Be very watchful this morning on your ride in as rain moves into the area. We will keep you updated if any accidents happen to really slow you down. Right now, you're just fighting a lot of heavy traffic out there. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment that gets the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids, steers, and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Get away this spring with friends to have some fun and entertainment as you sail into the sunset on the Harriet 2 Getaway Cruise. Every Saturday evening this spring, the Harriet 2 sets sail up the river at 5 p.m. with live entertainment, tasty concessions, and bar specials. It's a magical time of the day with nature's beautiful scenery on the river and stunning sunset views. When the boat returns, the city's nightlife is waiting for you to explore. Book your getaway cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Wolfpack, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
What's next today, Jesse Lynn?
With SRN News, Dominic Thomason.
Yes.
Divers have rescued a couple of people following the overnight collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Heavily traveled span carrying I-695 over the Patapsco River, major East Coast shipping hub, gave way after a center support column was hit by a huge container ship early this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court set to hear a case later this morning involving access to the widely used abortion pill mifepristone. A British court says Julian Assange cannot be immediately extradited to the U.S. to face spy charges. It's a partial victory for the founder of WikiLeaks. China, working to become a major player in the EV marketplace, has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization over U.S. subsidies for electric vehicles. Watching Wall Street, looks like it's going to be a higher open later this morning. The Dow futures are up 83 points. NASDAQ futures 93 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
This is not headline news. The CEO of Boeing will step down. I'm sure I speak for every flyer when I say, don't let the detached cabin door hit you on the way out. Today is National Wear a Hat Day. Done and done, replied insufferable hipsters as they bought a tiny fedora. Steven Tyler turns 76 today. He's working on two new songs, Love on an Acorn Stairlift and Dude Looks Like an Old Lady. Bob Barker's estate is hitting the market, which is a totally missed opportunity. Imagine if they would have given it away on a showcase showdown. And Tennessee passed a law protecting musicians from AI. It bans songwriting software from using the words beer, truck, or blue jeans. This is not headline news.
Hey, there's a contest right there.
But we have a contest.
We do have a contest.
Yeah, a pretty good one.
The best comedy films of all time?
Right.
Should we have them name one of the top five or top ten?
Top.
I think we should go specific and have them name number two.
Blazing Saddles was one.
And you could throw in, if you want to throw in some others and then say what is the number two, that's fine. Just to give them an idea of how this poll was done.
Well, it's actual people.
Right.
It's not critics.
This is not one of those situations where you think it's this, and then they name some abstract film you've never thought of before.
Right.
You know, the cool thing about this is that, you know, our perception of what's the funniest thing changes with time.
It does.
Some are evergreen.
But according to that, it doesn't, because those are pretty...
I'm just checking to see in the top 10, the most recently released movie... is 1987.
Right. So they're
and there's only one movie in the top 20 from this millennium.
Mhm.
That, what does that say about the movies that are allegedly,
they're not funny comedic anymore?
No. And you know, they've painted themselves into a corner by supporting all this woke crap. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Hey, check your rainfall in Prattville if you get a chance, will you?
Later on today on the afternoon show,
turned off, so.
Top six signs you're bad in bed. You don't want to miss that. Could change your life. Right now at 8:15.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Well, only Chase could comment on that, by the way. Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. As a matter of fact, we had the big downpour that already went through. My rain gauge in East Montgomery had 1/13 of an inch of rain. The winds went down dramatically, as you mentioned, during the last hour when that line of showers and storms moved out. So in other words, if you haven't gotten it yet, if you're in Shorter or Tallahassee or, let's say, Tuskegee, it's still windy where you are, but the wind will come down once the heavy rain gets to your location. The showers are mainly this morning. Improvement later, especially, I think, by lunchtime, it's all out of here. Today's high is 71. I don't know about that. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 48. Sunshine, 74 Wednesday. Little cooler Thursday with a high around 68 with more sun. Beautiful Easter weekend forecast. Sunshine on Good Friday with a high around 72. Saturday's high temperature in the upper 70s, and Easter Sunday at or above 80, one of the nicest Easter weekends in some time. Right now this morning, moderate rain at MGM. The winds have gone down from 37 miles per hour last hour down to nearly calm now with 62 degrees here at 8:17.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
All right, keep thinking the greatest film comedies of all time, and we'll start that contest in a little bit. I've got NewYorkPost.com up, and
look at that shot. Yeah.
It's not only an incredible shot of the
the bridge,
ship that rammed the bridge and the bridge laying over the bow of the ship.
Yeah.
But look at the other headlines, because you were there not long ago. Commuter killed after being pushed in front of New York City subway train for no provocation whatsoever, just to do it.
Now, I'll tell you what, that scared me when I was waiting for a subway to know that people have been pushed onto the tracks.
Yeah, I thought they had brought in the National Guard, that ghastly governor. And then this story, even worse, far worse.
Yeah.
NYPD cop, age 31, shot dead by career criminal during Queens traffic stop.
Yeah.
ID'd his husband and dad of a young child. And that's Alvin Bragg, the guy that's going after Donald Trump. He's got bigger priorities, right?
Yeah.
But he leaves a career criminal on the streets, and that's what they want for you, man. That's what... Fortunately, New York's got to live with it. Let them fix it. Unbelievable. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, two things that affect most men as we mature. Erectile dysfunction, low testosterone. Both are very common. In fact, I've seen specific percentages on both. So if you think that it makes you unique, no.
Okay.
It's over 60% with one or the other and close to half with both. And it can happen very naturally, almost without realizing, but suddenly you find yourself unmotivated, lack of energy, tired, fatigue that you just can't get past, unwanted weight gain, loss in muscle mass, a decrease in libido, or you're just going through life like you're in a fog. Well, low testosterone can be a big help in combating some of those issues. In fact, doctors now recommend for men starting at age 18 as part of their annual workup, get a testosterone test and a PSA check for prostate health, as just part of the regular exam routine, because it does affect young men too. So suffering from low T and not realizing it is one thing, but if you do identify with those symptoms and doing nothing, that's where you need to consider what I have to say. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. That means you get the test and a consultation with the doctor with a medical solution if your numbers are off. They have low T treatments that change lives. You get back that better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, a faster metabolism, increased libido, and yes, Montgomery Men's Health can help you lose weight because excess weight can also be an issue. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. I think it would be propitious of us to bring in a traffic report a little earlier than scheduled. And then we'll get 18, 19 news. When we come back, we're going to do the contest on the all-time top comedies in movie land.
The rain is moving through Montgomery and central Alabama, and it's caused some accidents. We've got a guy that has spun out and hit the center divider, I-65 southbound, just past Cobbs Ford Road. Troopers on the scene there. You'll need to be in your center or rightmost lane to get past. In Montgomery on West South Boulevard, right near Davenport Drive, we've got an accident there and several other minor accidents scattered all over the city. Most of those are not causing any traffic problems, but traffic is busy all over the area on the interstates, feeder roads into Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
This week, an international event is underway in Huntsville. The Association of the U.S. Army is holding its global symposium at the Von Braun Center until this Wednesday. Technological expertise will be showcased for those within military service and leadership. AUSA says this event is to create synergy between industry partners and the defense industrialized base in order to move towards modernization of the U.S. Army and become a multi-domain capable force. There will be 200 exhibits at this event, and around 6,000 attendees are expected to be there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A former police officer in Decatur has filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit filed against him for the death of Steve Perkins in September of 2023. Mac Marquette was one of the four officers responding to activity at Perkins' home regarding the repossession of one of his vehicles. The Perkins family has filed a federal civil lawsuit against Marquette for depriving Perkins of his federal right and shooting him. The motion from Marquette's lawyer says this cannot be proven and should therefore be dismissed. Comedian Tom Segura is coming to Alabama in the fall of this year. Segura will perform at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater in Tuscaloosa on August 30th. Segura and his wife are part of a comedy podcast called Your Mom's House, which has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Tickets for the performance go on sale this Friday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Must be getting older something lately. No, I can't find my phone.
anymore. Feels like my world's coming to an end. Yeah, I'd welcome spam calls once again. Whoa, whoa, now. Head right there, right in the chair. I'm just like you, I'm always staring at my phone. Yeah, I can't even scroll IG. I might just have to see what it's like to have to talk to someone. I don't know.
You don't want to miss that. Those texts, they can change your day. It's 826 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Your phone, you know, they're trying to combat shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how bad it is here. We don't get those kind of numbers, but we know that it has shut down some legacy businesses in San Francisco and Chicago and New York.
Right.
Which is sad and pathetic because they won't enforce the law. However, they rather now having to chase somebody down to unlock a cabinet that has like a razor behind it that you need to buy.
Right.
They're working on a technology that could be available quickly where you could use your phone to open the case. That way they would have a record of who did it.
Ah.
I don't know if that's too much information gathering or whatever, but how about just making consequences for people that think they're entitled to steal stuff? Maybe we should just start enforcing the law. But I know that's a very radical concept today, and I don't want to be accused of being a radical. Before we do our contest, if you're looking for somebody to take away the hard work of maintaining the outside of your home, then turn to people that are willing and ready to work hard. That's Turf Stalkers. 558-6011 for Brian McMahon and his crew. They do a great job. I think they charge a very fair price. Because I was comparing mine with my neighbors. And I feel very good about the price we get for their work. And I guess that military discipline of 5 years in the Air Force, Brian started the company after he was honorably discharged from the Air Force and worked on a plane called the Night Stalker, thus the name Turf Stalker. You can find them on Facebook or, again, for an estimate, call 558-1611.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, I have a list of the top comedies. We're using 5 or 10. What do you think? Let's come to a group decision.
Well, I think you could probably go.
I like what you your idea. Give a few examples.
Yeah,
of
I
the
think
top
you could go
10,
in the top 10,
and then ask for number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
All right. Well, Blazing Saddles came in first.
All right.
And this is a moviegoer ranking, by the way. So what is number 2 on the list? I can give you this much of a hint. And this is a pretty generous hint.
Okay.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Okay. Then that's a really good one.
That's a good hint.
People know you well enough because they've been listening. And
I think so.
That's a great hint. We can start there.
All right.
But good. It's not Airplane.
Okay.
Airplane's on the list, but it's not Airplane.
All
so
right.
That's pretty generous.
Yeah, I think I've got it. I mean, I have an idea.
2729228 as we get ready for the 8:30 mark here. By the way, the latest on the bridge from NewYorkPost.com, the ship lost propulsion, and that's one of the dramatic things you'll see in that video. I've had a ton of shares off that on Facebook this morning. And just before it rams the bridge, it goes dark, which is, it's chilling to watch. They now have 20 people, 20, listed as missing. And 2 we know of that were rescued. So that's where that situation stands at 8:30. So we go to you, Roger.
Good morning.
Who is celebrated in a very funny movie.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger.
There you are, Roger. Hey. See? But that's not the movie that's number 2. Can you tell me what you think it is?
What do you think?
Well, leaning towards the Roger with Airplane, but since it's not that, I'm going to have to go with Blazing Saddles. I mean, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Now, we're going to give you a bonus, even though it's not number 2. It's number 4.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So, an excellent
Bring
guess.
Out your dad. Bring
excellent
out your
guess. And I do like Monty
not
Python.
Not dead yet. Not quite dead yet.
Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you give me the number two movie on this list?
I'm going with Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein, Frankenstein with Gene Wilder. Yeah. It is not number two.
Yeah, it is.
I would not have argued where it were, but no. It's actually number nine on this list.
Is that right?
I think it deserves to be.
Oh, wow. From, and Blazing Saddles number one. Wow, yeah. Interesting.
Again, we're looking for a Seafood Bistro gift card worth $20. We need you to name the number two best comedy film of all time. Blazing Saddles number one. And I'm not really down with that, but... Again, it's a people vote, so I'm kind of cool with it, in that at least it's public. The public had a chance to create this. So what was number two? And it's a movie that I very much love, very kind of sentimentally attached to. It's not Airplane. It's none of the Naked Gun movies either, even though you hear clips from those classics on this show from time to time.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Among others. 272-9228. Where's the school spirit this morning? Let's get some calls going on this. What else did we want to mention? I got to get off NewYorkPost.com because it's all horrible news there. I'll tell you what. Let's take a one-minute break and come right back.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
Bees never fly in a beeline.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. They don't. So where did that word come from? That's
fascinating.
Yeah. All right, we have a contest underway. We're looking for you to name the number two movie on the best comedy films of all time list, voted on by the public. And I've given a hint. It's not Airplane. That was three. Our caller mentioned number four, Monty Python.
And you already mentioned number one was Blazing Saddles.
Right. And it's not one of the Naked Gun movies.
Yep.
But it is a movie that I love.
Then I got it. I got it.
And it has a sentimental attachment to me.
Yep.
I watch it every year.
Mm-hmm.
Sky. Sky?
Hey, Sky.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be... The one with Joe Pesci and the little boy.
Oh, Home Alone.
Home Alone. It's not, but you're getting warmer. That would that guess gets you a lot warmer.
You're getting real warm on that.
Richard Pryor movie.
No, it's not Richard Pryor
no,
either.
No. But call back, and if you think of it.
I will, I promise.
Okay. Please.
All right, thanks.
And it's not.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you.
Vinny.
Yeah.
My cousin Vinny.
That parts of that movie still crack me.
Yeah,
especially Marisa Tomei.
Pesci is perfect.
He really is. Is that line working?
It is, yes. I'm writing a name. There you go.
We must have paid the bill.
Wow.
Here is Perry. Perry,
hey, good morning.
Can
you
name that movie that's number two on the list?
Christmas Vacation.
You're a winner.
Yeah. Certainly anybody who listens to you knows that you have an attachment to that movie.
It's Janelle's favorite, and we watch it every Christmas without fail.
Yeah.
Yes. So good work. How did you figure that out, Perry?
Smarter than the average bear or squirrel in this case.
That's right. Yeah. You got it. Merry Christmas. How many shopping days left, Rich?
I forget.
200 and something, right?
It's 274.
Hang on, Perry. Making me sentimental to hear the song. But the thing that makes that movie hold up, at least to me, is that when you're a dad, you want to have the perfect Christmas every year.
Sure, of course.
And
absolutely.
I've come close a couple of times.
Hey, by the way, was Vacation on the list?
Yes, in fact, I'm going to quickly run down, counting back Casey Kasem style. From number one, or number 20, rather. Animal House was 20th.
Animal House is a classic.
Yes, should be higher.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead, that's the only movie from this century that made the top 20. I've never seen that.
I don't know it.
The Blues Brothers was number 18. Ferris Bueller's Day Off at 17. Coming to America was 16th. Happy Gilmore was 15th. And they're making a sequel to that movie. Believe it or not.
I hope Trading Places was on there.
Spaceballs was number 14.
I love it, but some people don't like it at all.
Office Space, which I've never really seen.
You should watch it.
Yeah?
You think like it? Same guy that did Idiocracy.
Oh!
That film. Yeah.
I will give it a look.
Same guy that did Beavis and Butthead.
It came
well.
Out at a time when I was going through a lot, so I wasn't really into going to movies. Naked Gun, the first one of three, was number 12. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Love that movie.
I do too, but the scene that I love the most is when Candy is in the driving the wrong way on the expressway.
Oh.
And Steve Martin looks at him, and for one instant, he turns into Satan.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the scene where he says, "That's not a pillow. That's not a pillow."
Yeah.
Then they start talking about the Cubs.
Yeah, let's make sure we get our macho on. Caddyshack was number 10.
Oh, okay.
Saw that recently. It's okay. It's. I would rank it lower. Young Frankenstein was 9th. Should be higher. My Cousin Vinny was 8.
Yeah.
Yes, the first Vacation movie was number 7. Facts got 2 of the top 10 spots. Trading Places was number 6.
Love it.
Excellent movie.
We recently watched it.
Now, The Princess Bride. That great movie. I know. So many women, that's their favorite.
It's a really good movie. What?
Okay, look, this is the public. I'm all for what the people want. This is democracy. Monty Python, Holy Grail, number 4. Airplane was number 3. Christmas Vacation 2 and Blazing Saddles 1. So there's your top 20. I'm Casey Kasem. We'll be back right after the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
So the leading edge of that big downpour has reached on Tallahassee's doorstep. All the way down to Luverne right now. So behind it, the rain has gotten lighter and the winds have gotten lighter.
Is he getting close to Shirley?
Surely you don't. Surely you're kidding. Showers mainly this morning. Improvement later in the day, especially I think by lunchtime it's out of here. And in fact, probably before that. Today's high 71. I now think that could be doubtful. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 48. Sunshine 74 tomorrow, Wednesday. A little cooler on Thursday with a high in the upper 60s with more sun. And a beautiful Easter weekend forecast I'm delighted to tell you about. Good Friday, good forecast. Sunny with a high around 72. Upper 70s on Saturday, more sun. And at or above 80 on Easter Sunday, a excellent Easter weekend forecast. Right now this morning, let's see. By the way, Jay checked his rain gauge in Prattville. He had about a quarter of an inch, 0.26. My rain gauge last time. Well, let me look. Let's see what I got here. It's a brief period of very heavy rain with the line of showers and storms. And let's see. My rainfall,
is 0.17 in East Montgomery. Temperature is 62 now at 840.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
I live by the rule that you're never too old to go on an Easter egg hunt. I don't care. My daughter's 34. She's going to be having one this coming weekend because I'm dad. Yeah, that's right. Anytime I have to invoke that that standard.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Are you going to color eggs, too?
Probably. Why not?
Remember what that smelled like?
The vinegar and everything, yes. You do it the old-fashioned way. Enough of these, you can't do those stickers. That's cheating.
All right.
In my opinion. But when I've had to be that foot, I can be that foot. You could be 45. If you're my kid, you're having an Easter egg hunt. That's just the way it rolls. 841, Brian Jewelry and Prattville. That's another thing I'm bringing down with me this weekend, an envelope that I've got locked in the car. Because we bought a ring, one of many items we purchased from Brian Jewelry over the years, because Janelle loves their selection and their collections. And being a graphic designer, gets binged up on the hand, but she doesn't like to take it off. But she finally did to give it to me the last time I was there so we could take it back to Brian Jewelry, get it reconditioned, and have a new setting installed. And boy, did they do a beautiful job. You know, when you shop with them, it's a partnership. They get to know you. They get to know the people you know. And they're always there with a suggestion in case you're stuck at idea. And sometimes that happens. No matter how well you know somebody, you really just, well. So they know how to ask the kind of questions that will help lead you to a sensible answer from their vast inventory. Very competitively priced, too. But if it's not in their inventory, they can create it from scratch because that's what professional jewelers do. Once you own it, you can bring it back for free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase, too, at Brian Jewelry. If you want to save money, visit them online. Actually, it's a very educational experience when it comes to gems. But sign up for membership. The first time you buy an item worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. They have layaway programs and Synchrony luxury accounts for 0% interest for qualified customers, all in their new location at 1778 East Main in Prattville. And again, visit them first at BrianJewelry.com at 843. Back to the traffic dump.
Well, we still have an accident. I-65 southbound just past Cobbs Ford Road. Car slammed into the center divider, and they are on the scene working that accident. You'll need to be in the center lane or right lane, and with the rain, traffic's moving very slowly. Also, we're still seeing an active accident site, West South Boulevard near Davenport Drive. Use caution there. Several other minor accidents, but nothing really affecting traffic flow. Traffic so light to mostly moderate. We've still got a lot of vehicles inbound to Montgomery on all of our feeder roads like Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. Taylor Road a bit busy. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carol's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This week on Cops, Spring Break Edition. Cameras ride along with Daytona Beach's finest as they stop a drunk LSU co-ed who tries to surf a shark.
You guys are no fun.
Then it's off to South Beach, where the boys in blue intervene before a girl named Madison gets a lower back tattoo of a pineapple.
Ugh, it would have looked so cool.
Then they tackle two guys named Wade for playing hacky sack with an endangered baby sea turtle.
Bruh, I don't see a sign that says I can't do it.
That's this week.
I don't even go to college.
On Cops.
I'm just here to party.
Spring Break Edition.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math. Dunce cap, cause you can't pass.
It is time. I just talked to Andy Creepo about event for our morning maroon nominees. By the way, the latest estimated number on missing people from that bridge collision early this morning. That was around 1:30?
1:27 a.m. Eastern time.
20 people unaccounted for as of now. Oh. That number could very much change.
There seemed to be a lot of vehicles.
Yes.
There. Ooh, there.
And look at that. Anybody that was at the top or over 100 feet into their climb on either side of that bridge, coming down or going up, not likely to survive a fall that far.
No, I don't think so.
Let's talk about some garden variety stew. By the way, a quick credit here to Pizza Hut. They're having a special promotion for the eclipse called Total Eclipse of the Hut. That's radio humor there, friends. Now, for this story, it made me laugh. I'm not trying to be mean or insensitive, but a 42-year-old woman taking part in a charity hike climbing Mount Everest. And she was in the middle of FaceTiming with her family, all right? Distracted FaceTiming.
Climbing Mount Everest and thinks, I'm going to FaceTime as I'm climbing Mount
Everest. How the hell do you get cell reception on Mount Everest?
That's the other thing.
When she got gored by a yak.
Wow.
So I think she should get some credit for...
She survive?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she'll be okay, but...
I mean, you get gored, did...
Yeah.
I wonder if they got that on FaceTime.
I don't know.
Man.
Depends on which way the camera's facing, I suppose. Yeah. I imagine the yak got her from behind.
Right.
All right, then we have another story here of interest, which I've temporarily misplaced. So let's go with a Pennsylvania landlord. Now... Being a landlord's not the easiest thing in the world. You always have a tenant or two that just doesn't want to pay their rent on time. And now they've got to deal with squatters, which has become a phenomenon recently. But he was mad at a tenant who damaged a washer and dryer in an apartment, so he set their apartment on fire. They're not facing charges, but he is. And then we have a 15-year-old kid in Washington State who attempted to steal two cars, but was easily identified because he used briefs, underwear, as a makeshift mask. Very distinctive underwear with the name brand showing. So he was easily caught.
Let's see.
I mean, robbery 101, they tell you not to wear your underwear on your head when you do that.
Jesus. So that's our three choices there.
Yeah.
The one that intrigues me is FaceTiming on Mount Everest and being attacked by a yak. I don't know.
In fact, if I got time, I want to play a Norm bit that invokes the yak, the incredible yak. I think we should give it to her. I mean, really, you know? When you're going to be up there.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
No doubt. And Bugs 850. I'll find that bit.
Well, no doubt with the rain coming through that the roads are slick, and we've seen that in the form of a bunch of minor accidents around Montgomery, but most of those are not really causing much of a problem. We do have one, though, on I-65 southbound just past Cobbs Ford Road. Vehicle slammed into the center divider. They're on the scene there. You'll need to be in the center or right lane to get past that one. There is a little bit of a slowdown in traffic, but you should weather it pretty quickly. Everywhere else around the area, we're just busy this morning. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
For drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at HealthWise Foods. Family owned for over 36 years. HealthWise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turf Stalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is what I loved about I was very young when Johnny Carson was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yep.
Johnny Carson. Yeah, would you like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911. Because he had a heart attack that turned, you know,
fatal.
So if we could do a little sketch,
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here we go.
I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
It's right. This studio.
Very studio.
That's right.
And I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, I guess you can do that. Ready? 911.
Yes, hello. This is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
That would explain the mirth I experienced when the yak story from Mount Everest came to light.
Yeah.
All right, they're updating on the bridge collapse in Maryland.
They say it looks like an accident. They're saying it does not look like a terrorist, anything terrorist related.
Well, when I first heard the ship's destination, that was the first thing I thought, wow.
Sri Lanka.
I mean, and they're always looking for a new way, right, to create terror. So, but again, if you look at the video I posted, the top of the two, both of them have had several hundred hits. The one of the more dramatic things, and there's a red circle on the left side of the video image that shows the ship coming into view.
And then
it just goes dark.
Yeah.
There's two power losses. It goes completely dark at the second one and then just continues moving into that.
And when it does that, it was not, from what I understand, it was not on course. I'm not saying it was not on course. It was on course. It was fine until that power went off and it drifted towards the column. I guess the current or whatever was pulling it that way. And by the time power came back, there was no way.
You can't stop a ship like that with that momentum.
Ships don't have brakes. I mean, they do, but they don't have. Yeah. It's not.
No, you're right.
It's look not at that. One of those 244 things. Shares off that top video, and the first one I put up early in the show. By the way, that's Jaws.
We're gonna need a bigger hooks.
Yeah, quite a few shares on that too. But the first video this morning that also had 70. And we've kept you up to speed with the numbers. At first, it was presumed 7 missing, 2 that survived. But now, the number is getting closer to 20 missing.
It'll probably go up.
I would think there's a very good likelihood.
Because we saw on one of those videos, you saw how many vehicles there were on the bridge.
At 8:57, if you want to get things that grow, go to Prattville Farm Center. If you want to get the products you need to help nourish what you want to grow, Prattville Farm Center. What about things that are growing that you want to get rid of, like weeds and things? Well, Prattville Farm Center has those. What about pests? Whether it's bugs, little rodents, whatever they are, Prattville Farm Center has that too. I know they don't sell yak food there, but they do have an incredible variety of fresh and at a great price dog food for all types and sizes of canines. So make sure they're getting a real nutritional balance in their diet by checking out like Victor, one of the brands they carry at Prattville Farm Center. Tools and expertise, the other two things that make this place a great attraction, because the first time I went there, I was doing my little farm and I was picking out different seeds, and Randy Burkhalter stood with me and wrote down on each envelope, you shovel your own seeds, which is pretty cool, how deep to plant them, how often they needed to be watered. So they do everything possible to make sure that once you do plant what you buy, they sell fruit trees and more, it's going to grow and it's going to be productive. And as Randy always suggests, share the bounty when your crop comes in. That's Prattville Farm Center, 1154 Memorial Drive. That would be a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's, not to be confused with the Downtown McDonald's in Prattville. Right, Mr. Prattville?
There's no downtown McDonald's.
Like I said, you can't miss it. There's a McDonald's at Highway 14 and Highway 31. It's a third of a mile
just down
south
from
of there.
Yeah. From that McDonald's.
And kind of off on the side of the road, a little bit of a hole there. We thank everybody for tuning in and for all the help we got this morning. Mark, come to you especially for that incredible video. So we had something that we could direct our listeners to.